teach and grow rich. Share your knowledge to create global impact, freedom, and wealth. Author, Danny Inney. The Teach and Grow Rich opportunity is one way to change fortunes and create an impact. It enables creating education products that empowers others to do what they already know how to do. This opportunity is more exciting than YouTube, mobile games, and Amazon put together, because it is qualitatively different in three important ways: democratized access, the fat tail, and the potential for impact. Democratized access. Though you need specialized knowledge about a topic to create a course about it, your course can be about anything at all. And who among us doesn't have meaningful knowledge about any topic at all? Not only that, the best education products are about a hyper-narrow topic, which means that the list of opportunities is practically endless. Unlike fields that require extensive and formalized training and credentials, the expertise that it takes to succeed in producing online courses in most areas tends to be much lower. If you know more than your students, you know it well enough to teach, this opportunity is wide open to you. The potential for impact. Work for so many is unfortunate drudgery, taking us away from the people and causes we care about. The Teach and Grow Rich opportunity reveres that pattern by connecting us to the people that we care more about serving and doing work that makes the greatest possible difference to others, both individually and as a society. What better way is there to make a rich, generous living than by enriching the lives of others? What dedication of our time and energy would we feel more proud to tell our parents and children about? That drive to contribute and make a difference is what the Teach and Grow Rich opportunity makes possible. Leveraging what we know to empower others and make the world a better place in the ways that matter to you the most. Aftershock, the market correcting itself. This sort of mismatch between what things cost and the value they provide is never sustainable, and people are realizing that. Overpriced information are getting harder to sell, and customers that buy them are becoming increasingly difficult to retain. When prices and value are misaligned in a market, there are only two things that can happen. Either the price will adjust to reflect the value, or the value will adjust to reflect the price. In this particular case, both will happen. The current market for digital products is already splitting into two camps: low-cost information on one side and premium education on the other. Those businesses that stick to the publishing model will be forced to drop their prices significantly over the coming years, as the market's willingness to pay these inflated prices will completely disappear. Some online publishers, however, will continue to charge a premium, but they will also embrace the paradigm of education and take ownership of their responsibility to truly partner with their students in pursuit of the learning goals they care about achieving. The paradox of scalable education. To really deliver quality education at scale, you have to start by investing more time and money in things that don't scale. Not in the delivery platform, but in the content itself. Education can absolutely be mass market, but it can't start that way. But the good news is that you don't have to worry about that sort of scale or generating profitable return on a $100 million investment. For most people, an extra $50,000 a year is a fantastic starting point, which is a big part of why the Teach and Grow Rich opportunity is so exciting to so many. Before you can do that, though, your ability to imagine what education can be must be broken free of a prison so insidious that you didn't even realize the bars are there. Four kinds of educator entrepreneurs. The one bar that you need to pass to succeed with the Teach and Grow Rich opportunity is that you must have knowledge or skills that are valuable for others to learn. If you meet this single requirement, this opportunity for income through impact is yours to seize. That doesn't mean the path to succeed will look the same for everyone, though your track record in your field and the degree of expertise you bring to the table aren't deal breakers for your success, but they will influence the path that you will take to get to where you want to go. There are major kinds of course creators who constantly find their way to success. 1. The professionals have already acquired status in their field that translates into authority and income. 2. The journeyman doesn't have the depth of experience that the professional does, but is in the trenches working in their respective fields. 3. The experts have a deep passion for their field, making them recognized experts on the topic. That passion and expertise isn't necessarily linked to their work, though, nor is it necessarily producing an income. Why you don't need credentials. If you have the knowledge or skill you are going to teach, credentials don't really matter, because credentials have only ever been a shorthand way of communicating that you have a certain skill or expertise. In other words, it's not the credential as an engineer that people care about per se, but rather the confidence that credentials give them that buildings you design won't fall down. If you feel legitimately confident in your knowledge and abilities, then you just need to find an alternate way of giving your prospective students that confidence. There are lots of ways of doing that, ranging from a demonstration of your expertise, endorsements from people you've helped, results you feel confident enough to guarantee, etc. Why you don't need a teaching background. There are two big reasons why teaching experience is a nice to have, but not a must for aspiring educator entrepreneurs. A much more limited scope of teaching that most educational contexts and the iterative course creation methodology that the Teach and Grow Rich opportunity offers. With regards to scope, remember that we're talking about building a very tightly focused, outcome-driven course that can ideally be delivered in weeks or months. This is not a general education experience spanning months or years. Given that, the scope of knowledge necessary to deliver such a course is much narrower than in most teaching situations, where you need to be able to impact a wide array of subject knowledge to a wide array of students. This makes it feasible for new teachers to get their heads around what it will take to deliver it well. Choosing your course topic, where interest meets opportunity. How do you, as an inspiring educator entrepreneur, set out to find what you should teach on your way to growing rich? In many cases, the answer is right under your nose. In the experiences that you've already had engaging with ideas and helping the people around you, begin with a mental review of the places you've been, the things you've done, and the people you've interacted with over the last 2 or 3 years. Look especially for the people in your past whom you've helped in a way that they truly appreciated. What did you help them with? What did you teach them? What were the outcomes that they found to be most valuable? Your one-page pilot course outline. A one-page outline may seem unreasonably sparse, and it stands in sharp contrast to what many first-time course creators do, which is to spend months mapping out detailed scripts of every word that they're going to say. But a long and detailed script is a terrible idea. The solution is to prepare in advance only what you need to enroll your co-creating students, which can usually be achieved by mapping out what you intend to teach in a single page. This outline should only take a few hours to create. Make a list of the big topics that you need to cover, and each of them will be a lesson. Under each of those topics, add a handful of bullets about the specific things you'll talk about. This is enough for an outline for you to be able to sell your pilot course with. And once you've sold it, you'll spend a little more time fleshing out each lesson and perhaps designing some high-level handouts, worksheet, etc. Delivering your pilot course. Delivering your pilot will be a whirlwind experience with its fair share of ups and downs. Expect it to be exhilarating at time and challenging at others. As long as you plan for that to happen, schedule time in your calendar to deal with all the questions and complications that you don't yet see coming. Remain open to evolving your curriculum in response to the reaction of your students and keep their successful outcomes your top priority. Everything will be fine. Within a few weeks or months of starting, your pilot course will be done, and the time will have come to make an important decision. What will you do next? After your pilot, deciding to pivot, iterate, or scale. Now that the pilot has been delivered, it's time to take stock and decide what you should do next. There are three dimensions on which you will want to evaluate the pilot. 1. Student outcomes. 2. Financial performance. 3. Your experience. Onward to your education empire. Now, the only question that remains is how large of an empire you are driven to create. For some, a few annual enrollments of new students is more than enough to create both the impact and income that they care about. For others, the first pilot course is just a small step on their journey as educator entrepreneurs. They aspire to serve hundreds, then thousands, then even more. Ultimately, it's about making a difference on a global level. Both paths are great, important, and valid. Sometimes we start on one and find that we are called to pursue the others. Whichever we take, we teach to grow rich, in the truest sense of the word. Rich because we've enriched the lives of others. The future is long and bright and begins with a single step, your first pilot course. So take that step, and with it your place in this movement of educator entrepreneurs.